Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, that would help with it, 732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really, and also be part of the solution. That means you have to get informed. You have to know what's going on. You have to be up on the news and other such things. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Look, I'm really concerned about what I'm seeing happen out there. And not, God bless, and not because I'm a conspiracy guy. I get it. I get that some of the stuff doesn't look right. So our hearts, again, I know some of them go crazy when I say this, but our hearts and prayers do go out to those. Because there are those of us who do believe in prayer. There are those of us who really believe. Look, this country doesn't honor God. At this point, they don't even believe in him anymore in most cases. They believe in a generic God or the term or what used to be perceived as a God. But I mean, in all sincerity, do you really believe in God? Do you really believe? When you tell somebody you're going to pray for them in your morning or afternoon, you know, prayer ritual, if you have one, do you actually pray for them? When you pray to God for protection, do you actually believe there is a God? Do you believe that God will actually work on your behalf? We had a shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, interesting, again, how many of these things are happening, and what's happening in some of these areas? They want to clamp down on guns. Not mental health issues, which is what we're finding out drives most of these. No. We're going to deal with the guns. That's what we're going to deal with. I'm sorry, I just find it asinine. Tulsa, Oklahoma police said that four people are dead, as well as a suspected gunman following an active shooter situation in which he turned a gun on himself. The Tulsa Police Department said, look, if somebody's just evil enough to go in there and want to rip the place apart and let you know who they are, make a name for themselves, they're going to shoot themselves. There's some real mental health issues going on here, and nobody wants to deal with it because it's a stigma. Tulsa Police Department said officers responded to the Natalie Medical Building around 5:50. Reports of an active shooter, authorities said that the suspect who remained identified was armed with a rifle and a handgun. Now, I'm not going to make assumptions here, so I'm just going to read the story as it is. And again, I say, let's listen for a few days and watch what happens. Let's watch to find out that either A, he had a drug problem, he had some issues going on, people around him went, oh, yeah, I could see him doing that. I mean, think about this. This is exactly what you're going to hear. Right? The officers, police said that no other threat was known. Once this guy was took himself out, I was going to say was taken out, but he didn't. He took himself out. You know, families have been told where to go to reunite. This is tough. And again, I'm going to go back to it. You can say all you want to, yeah, but if they didn't have guns, this wouldn't have happened. No, no. If these people want to do damage, if they're mentally off enough to want to do damage, they're going to do damage. You're not going to stop them. Come on, can we be honest about it? Are we that afraid? Or they, I shouldn't say we. Are they that afraid to discuss it? That's right, the people on the left. And then to make it even better, I was going to say, and to make it even worse, but you can't make it even worse. To make it even better, you're talking about hating on Christians. Again, the View co-host Tara Stetmeyer, she blamed the school shootings on a rise in violent Christian nationalism. Really? How did you tie the Christian to all of this? She said it's part of our Christian nationalism. This rise in violent Christian nationalism that we have seen, which is also disturbing. They use biblical principles. They pervert them to justify this. What? What scripture have they used? Particularly in Texas, this is a growing movement, she continued. It's God, guns, and Trump. Or God, guns, and whatever. It's part of their ethos. God's gun and Trump. I haven't heard that one yet. Right? God, guns, and the Constitution. Or freedom. Or liberty. Yeah, I heard all that. Stetmeyer serves as a senior advisor for the anti-Republican group, the Lincoln Project. They are filling in as a guest host in the lone conservative spot on the show. I don't know how they gave her that spot. That's just amazing. Co-host Whoopi Goldberg added on the Stetmeyer's point, appearing to blame Christians for slavery and racism. It's all Christians. See, you knew what was coming, right? Christianity does not condone racism in any way, shape, manner, or form, and frankly, not the slavery you're thinking about. Yes, there's lots of talk in the Old Testament and New Testament about slavery, indentured servants, and so on. Talk about twisting scripture. Joe Messina, your host. Hey, the IRS, 30 million pieces of paper, documentation for your taxes, have been shredded. Good luck. Be right back.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of the solution. And the only way you do that is truly, as I've said in the past, is to get informed. Let's bring on the tax man. And I say it that way because he is the tax man. He's one of the only guys that I would trust with any issues that I had with that. I'm afraid to say their name too loud because they might just show up my front door. But if you have any issues with the IRS, again, this is not, let me bring in Dan Pella, the tax man. You can find him at Tax Help Online. That's Tax Help online.com. You know, Dan, as I always say, I love your commercials because it's not about the big bad IRS knocking at your door. It's not about them, you know, slapping liens on your business checking accounts and everything else. You're honest about it. It's very simple. The last thing the auditor says is not the last thing you're going to deal with the IRS. Tell people.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Joe. What they say, we're talking about entry-level IRS, or I should say ground-floor IRS people who are the first line of review, whether that the tax collector or the auditor, their say is not final. You always have the right to appeal and challenge their decision. When you understand those rights, you'll never get run over by the IRS.
I got to
tell you a funny story about people being afraid of the IRS. You said some people are even afraid to say the words. I got a letter from a guy. Honestly, this is no kidding. I got a letter from a guy today that was describing his problem to me, and he says, and then you know who did this, and then you know who did that. And I wrote a letter to you know who, and I said this, and I said that, and you know who never responded to me. And then he puts in parentheses at the end of the letter, he says, I use you know who because I'm afraid to write the words down. Unbelievable.
No, that's how it's fairly instilled in people. Seriously. Yeah. Look at it. I don't use, for a lot of reasons, I don't use my home address in a lot of my correspondence. I use my my post office. It's not a post office box, one of those mailbox places. Anyway, so... Last week, I got three letters from them, okay? And my son got two because he's in the same area that I'm in. And it was exactly, I mean, they can't get all these tax returns because they're too busy writing these address letters. We changed your address. We changed it back.
Are you still getting these letters, Joe? You've been getting these letters all year long.
I get them almost every month.
You must be up to 13 letters by now.
Right? And now I'm so I pop them open because I know what they're going to be. And his was exactly the same thing. I'm like, what is causing the heartburn that the IRS has to keep changing my box number back and forth?
It's astonishing. It really is. You can't make it up.
No, people would never believe it. And, you know, recently, the story's running all around the place. You actually even wrote about it and talked about it. There were 30 million... I'm just going to say tax documents at this point because there are articles all over the place talking about how they're destroying unprocessed tax returns. They're ripping up tax documents. The IRS is blaming it on old information. I mean old equipment. I don't know the truth, but I know you got your finger on it. Tell us what's going on. 30 million documents.
Yeah, my article was released by National Review last week, Joe, and I clarified exactly what's going on because there's a tremendous amount of misinformation out there. First of all, we're right about this. The reports are correct that the IRS shredded 30 million documents in its submissions processing centers in Kansas City and Austin and Ogden, Utah. There's three of them where the paper filed documents go to those three processing centers. The IRS shredded 30 million of them in March 2021. This didn't happen last week or last month. It was only reported in the first week of May, when the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration released its audit of the situation, right? So this is where it came to light. But this happened in March of 2021. Now, they shredded 30 million documents because they couldn't get processed in time to be useful for the analytics that those particular documents were designed to analyze. So right off the bat, let's identify what documents we're talking about. We're not talking about tax returns. The IRS did not shred 30 million citizen tax returns that people filed in order to report their income and expenses. That is not what happened. What the IRS shredded, Joe, was 30 million information returns. These are forms W-2 and 1099. These are third-party reports that other people make on people that they send money to. So a W-2, we know what that is. That's the wage and income statement. So when you work for a company and they pay you a wage, at the end of the year, you get your W-2 form that says they paid you $50,000 and they withheld X amount of money for Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and for your federal income tax and your state income tax, right? That's a W-2 form. A 1099 form is a report by a third party that pays a non-employee. And there's 1099s for miscellaneous income that an independent contractor might receive. There's 1099s for interest and dividends and rents and royalties. There's a couple dozen different variations of the form 1099. All right, so all told, there was 30 million information returns that were shredded. Now, that does not mean that the IRS shredded your check, or they shredded your tax return, or they shredded the check that you mailed to them. Joe, I'm telling you, I got 50 or more phone calls in the last week and a half since my National Review article hit the street where people saying, you know what, I sent the IRS a check and I don't have any proof that it's been cashed. Did they shred my check? No, they didn't shred your check. They didn't shred your letter. They shredded information returns. And so so the impact is going to be minimal on individual taxpayers. There could be an impact, and we can talk about what that might be. But again, I want to emphasize they did not shred your tax return or your check.
Yeah, I do want to deal with that in the upcoming segments. I want to talk about how that the average taxpayer is going to be affected by this, and what does it really mean to the small business person, maybe the contractor who gets those 1099 forms and reports and what have you. So, I mean, they've got to know how to respond if the IRS comes out later on and says, "Hey, we never received this from you," or from the employer, we never got your whatever it is, whatever form it was, because they didn't log any of these before they shredded them, correct?
Well, not that I know of, because the reason they shredded them is because they were overwhelmed with the documents. And you know, between the paper information returns and all the paper tax returns they were trying to process in 2001 after the two-month shutdown in 2020, they were over their heads.
So
we'll talk when we come back.
Can I take all those IRS papers that I got, and because I'm overwhelmed with them, can I just shred them? I'm just asking.
Some of them you can.
All right, we'll be back in a little bit. Joe Messina, your host. Your tax woes coming up, and you'll get a real answer. No games. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police confirm three people are dead after a shooting at a hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The local NBC reporting the shooter took his own life after opening fire on the campus of St. Francis Hospital. Police have reported there are also multiple injuries. The shooting taking place around 5 o'clock local time. Tulsa police say they are currently clearing the building floor by floor.
It's intense. A lot of intensity going on, craziness, a little bit of chaos, but Tulsa PD and everybody else involved has everything on lockdown and control. It really makes me feel safe.
That eyewitness audio courtesy of Tulsa Fox affiliate KOKI. Johnny Depp says he has his life back after he won his defamation trial against ex-wife Amber Heard. Depp adding the best is yet to come and a new chapter has finally begun. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We're back. You almost see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, I'll let you kick it up for a second or two more. You know what I'm saying? Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, send me messages. I really appreciate the time you're spending with me. You can head up to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Try to make it as easy as I can. And then that way there you can, you know, check out the stories that we post, all kinds of things. I've actually posted our buddy Dan Pilla's latest piece about the IRS destroying 30 million paper information returns, all the stuff that the stories are going around with, and you know, praying that they destroy your return, yeah, that's not going to work, right, Dan?
No, absolutely not, Joe. For one thing, if they did destroy tax returns, the only thing that would happen is 30 million taxpayers would be getting notices from the IRS over the next 18 months or so saying, hey, you didn't file your return. Where's your tax return? And now all these 30 million people would be panicking because they'd be saying, well, I did too file my return. And those same 30 million people, Joe, would not know how to prove that they filed their return, and so they'd be at the mercy of the IRS. So it's not a good thing if they would shred them. So let's talk about what the problems could be that yes. arise from this shred fest that the IRS had. And let's talk about you know, bridging that gulf here that I just laid out for you. Yep. First of all, if you're a wage earner, W-2 employee, and your W-2 got shredded, then what could happen, I'm not saying it will, but what could happen is the IRS may come back and say, you underreported your income, or you overreported your income, here's what's more likely to happen, is they will say that the wage withholding that you reported on your tax return is not verified by your income documents. All right. So in other words, your wage withholding is shown on your W-2 and the IRS matches those numbers up. When you put $5,000 of wage withholding on your tax return, they want to see that same number on the withholding document, the W-2. So if they don't see that number, then the computer is going to kick out a notice that says you overstated your withholding. You paid $5,000 in withholding. We don't see that information in our system. So now you're going to have to respond with a copy of your W-2. And you're going to have to demonstrate to the IRS that you in fact had that wage withholding as you reported on your tax return. That's what's likely to happen for wage earners. For small business people that filed W-2s for their employees, or filed 1099s for their independent contractors, they could get a letter from the IRS saying that they failed to report. And so again, the same drill. You're going to have to provide copies of the returns that you did file. You're going to have to explain in an affidavit, a detailed letter of explanation they have notarized, that you did in fact file these documents, and then you would argue that you were probably in the group of 30 million that got shredded. And I got to believe, Joe, that in situations like this, the IRS is going to give the taxpayer the benefit of the doubt, because they know darn well they're the ones that shredded the documents. So you got to be on guard for this. And the big thing is, don't panic. This is a point that you make at the top of every show that we do. Don't panic. Don't think the world has come to an end. Don't think that they're going to kick the door open at 3 in the morning and haul you off to jail. You can correct this. Follow the proper procedures. In fact, in my book, The IRS Problem Solver, I've got an entire chapter in that one book, Joe, that deals with just this kind of a situation. Not shredding, per se, but a situation where you file the document with the IRS and they say you didn't file it. I show you exactly how to deal with it.
You know, I always joke about the IRS being the legal mafia, if you would. So when I heard about this, when I first read this, I was thinking about a whole bunch of IRS agents sitting in a room, you know, with these massive shredders and just throwing stuff in there like crazy, just to get it out of the office. I just thought it was hilarious. But
I wonder what a stack of 30 million documents looks like. You know, you refer to the IRS as the mafia. My dad used to have a bumper sticker that he would pass out to people that would say, "Stop or," now this is my father, the Italian, right? "Stop organized crime, abolish the IRS."
And he wondered why they didn't have an affection for him, huh?
Yeah, really.
Right. So, all right. So let's push this out a little bit, because some of these documents that were shredded were, I think you said they were 1099s kind of thing or not?
Correct. 1099s and W-2s. That's
right.
Correct.
So stay with the 1099s, because a lot of guys, you know that contractors like that usually don't keep good track of anything, really, when
that's
you get
true.
Down to it. So, you know, when these guys start to get called out for, again, under-reporting or over-reporting their dollars, what kind of recourse are they going to have? What do they need to do? What should they put away now in a drawer somewhere to make sure that this doesn't bite them 2 years down the road?
Well, you got to make sure that you keep permanent copies. And this is true, Joe, whether there was shredding or no shredding. You should always maintain in your permanent files copies of your tax return and your tax return documents. That would be let me rephrase that so I'm clear here. Your tax return and tax tax documents that are filed with the IRS. I'm talking about the W-2s, the 1099s, the K-1s, those type of third-party reporting documents. That's what I'm talking about. Those should be in a permanent file. Now, your supporting documents, you asked me off the air whether we could have our own shred fest. Well, the answer is yeah. Maybe it wasn't off the air. I guess I don't remember. But the point is, Joe, that we can shred documents. There's no doubt about that. You should keep your tax records. I'm talking about bank statements, canceled checks, your profit and loss statement, receipts, all of that stuff you should keep for 7 calendar years, 6 years from the date you file your tax return. So 7 calendar years, you should keep those documents. After that, you don't need to keep that stuff. You don't need a garage or a storage space full of boxes of tax documents going back 15 and 20 years, although some people have them. But your tax return and tax-related income documents, W-2s, 1099s, K-1s, keep those in a permanent file.
Wait, but repeat that.
Your tax return itself, your Form 1040, and
right.
The income-related documents that you file with your return, W-2s, 1099s, K-1s, that report income, you should keep those in a permanent file.
Really?
And I'll tell you why it should be a permanent file, Joel. The burden of proof in just about any civil situation is on the taxpayer. Now, normally the IRS has 3 years from the date a return is filed in which to audit it. The 3 year rule can go to 6 years under certain circumstances, right? But it's pretty rare. But one of those circumstances is if you didn't file a tax return, there's no limitation on how far they can go back. If you don't file a return, they can go back 10 years, 15, 20 years to audit you. So if the IRS comes along and says, "Joe, you didn't file your tax return for 2021, and now here we are 2026, you have the burden to prove that you filed that return.
Wow.
Well, now, if you destroyed your tax return after 3 years, you could have a problem. All right, so this is why I say keep your tax return documents itself, not the supporting records, cancel checks, receipts, all that crap. You don't need that. But the return itself, keep in a permanent file. So if the IRS comes back 10 years from now and says, oh, you remember the shred fest of 2021? Well, we think you didn't file your tax return, so we're here to check up on you now 8 years later. Well,
wait,
it's
wait,
possible,
Joe. Slow down. So 2000, I file my taxes every year, right? And then some IRS agent just gets a bug sitting there with nothing to do one day because she's already shredded all the documents. Now she's sitting there and she looks and she sees, hey, this isn't seen a guy. I don't see a tax return for him for 2002. We're in 2022. And you're telling me they can ask me to produce that from then?
Yeah, they could. They could do it. They have the legal authority to do it. The question is whether they will. All right, now let's talk about the IRS's policy. As long as we're on the subject of unfiled tax returns, I have people come into my office all the time, Joe, that tell me they haven't filed returns in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and they're panicked about the idea of having to go back all those years to reconstruct records for all that income and all those expenses to try to cook up tax returns. I don't mean cook up in a nefarious way, but try to produce a tax return.
Sure.
Here's what the policy is. This is the administrative policy. Now, this is different than the law. The law is there's no statute of limitations when you don't file a return. They can go back until 1913, Joe, for the genuine senior citizens out there. They could go, but here's what the policy is. The policy is they won't go back more, and they pretty much live by this, too, by the way. They won't go back more than 6 years to chase delinquent returns unless there's unusual circumstances involved.
Uh-oh.
The unusual circumstances are generally one of four things, all right? Number one is you got unusually high taxable income. We're talking about taxable income in the six-figure range. So that would require a substantial amount of gross income. So that's number one, substantial gross income. So when we come back from the break, I'll go through the other three of them.
I may have you do the show some night. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Your greatest nightmare, the IRS, but we make it easy for you. We'll be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wrap. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
You're back. I'm with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. And you'll find all kinds of information about the show. You can pick up the podcast, the whole nine yards. And you'll find this guy there, too, Dan Pilla. And you can, you know, he is, as far as I'm concerned, he is the tax man. He doesn't operate out of fear. He doesn't scare the crap out of you to make you do business with him. He will give you real solid information. We've told a story. You can go back and get it. He gave me information that made me, or instructions, I'll say, Dan, that made me shudder. But every one of them worked. I got to give him credit for doing that. And if you people really need, you need, you know, honest answers to these kind of things. And what you need to do is head over to his website, right? TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com. You buy any book of his, and I mean any book, and guess what? You get to spend a few minutes with him on the phone and talk about your issue, your problem, correct? You there? Did I lose you? All right, we'll try that now. You can hear me now? That's the best way to do it. You know, I mean, all right, we'll pull Dan back on here in a second. Don't get crazy on me. We're gonna call him back on the regular studio line. That should work. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. But I need to finish this up, so we got Dan back. You know, Dan, I shouldn't be allowed to touch technology. You should know that.
Don't ask me how to fix it.
Well, you missed. I gave you some great kudos there. You missed the whole thing, but that's okay. Take them over to. Last thing I said was that they can spend a few minutes with you on the phone if they grab one of the books off your website. Tell them about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You get any book off my website at any price point, Joe, and you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. I mentioned in the last segment my book, The IRS Problem Solver, which was ranked by the Wall Street Journal as the number one tax book in America. That's the one that's got the chapter in it that shows you how to deal with an IRS claim that says you didn't file a document that you know you filed. And so it'd be a very, very helpful book at this time of our life here with the Shred Fest that went on. So go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's all one word, no spaces of any kind. Buy any book at any price point. You get a 15-minute conference directly with me.
Yeah, and listen, let me tell you what. He doesn't charge enough. I'm going to put it that way. He just really doesn't. The books are very reasonable, lots of great information in there, and he will help put you at rest. I've already heard from some people that he dealt with, but he's done a fantastic job. So we were talking on the way out the last time, right? We were talking about unfiled returns and that kind of thing. And, you know, there's substantial penalties if you don't do it the right way, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly, Joe. And I was talking about the IRS's policy of not going back more than 6 years to chase a delinquent return, except in unusual circumstances. I talked about the high gross income. That's number one. Number two is if you had income from an illegal source. In other words, you were a drug dealer or ran a prostitution ring. They'll chase back more than 6 years for that tax liability. If you're a high-profile member of the community, Joe, the local hotshot lawyer or sports figure or entertainment figure, then, you know, they want to make examples out of those people, so they'll chase those down. And then the fourth category is the illegal tax protester types, the folks that run around saying, and they have to be high profile tax protesters that encourage other people to be tax protesters. So there's a specific specific profile of folks that they're looking for in that category. And those folks are the ones that say that the tax laws are illegal or unconstitutional, or the tax laws are voluntary and you don't have to file a return. So if you fall into that category and you haven't filed your returns for, you know, more than 6 years, you're going to be facing a problem there.
Wow. I mean, there's just so much here to digest. Now, I was asking you offline, though, these tax documents, if you would, you can scan them, can you not?
Yeah, you can scan them, Joe, but a couple things to be concerned about. First of all, when you scan the documents, make sure you scan a copy of the 1040 form that has the signature on it. All right? So if you prepare your return electronically, you use one of those computer programs, if you e-file the return, okay, fine. You've e-filed it. Now you've got proof of filing. You see, it's one thing to have a copy of the tax return, and that's important, but it's another thing to have a copy of proof of mailing or proof of e-filing. Of course, we're not talking about the destruction of e-filed returns here. We're talking about the destruction of paper-filed returns. So you need to have proof of mailing if you're going to continue to submit paper documents, and those have to be scanned and maintained as well. So keep that in mind. It's not enough to just have the tax return itself. You got to have proof of mailing, and it's got to be certified mail or registered mail or some form of mailing that's tracking and verifiable. And so, you know, how many people do that, Joe? That's the biggest mistake Americans make, in my opinion, in filing their tax returns, is they don't send them by certified mail. I've been sent since the COVID thing happened in 2020. I've been sending everything to the IRS by U.S. priority mail. And the reason I don't use certified mail is that generally requires a signature. Well, no one's there to sign the stupid thing. But the U.S. priority mail with tracking, you go right on the Postal Service's website with your tracking number, and it verifies delivery date and place. And and more importantly, it verifies date of mailing, because we don't even care if the IRS got the stuff. The burden is on you to send it to them, and if you can prove you sent it, then you're off the hook for any penalties.
Okay, listen, being a computer guy for 25, almost 30 years myself, e-filing does not totally make me comfortable because I know what happens to some of these things. So should something go awry with the old equipment the IRS has, as long as you have an e-file confirmation number, you're good, correct?
Yeah, exactly right. And I was just going to say, Joe, I never trusted e-filing either, but there's two pieces of paper that if you use a tax professional, there's two pieces of paper that will go along with your e-filing. Number one is a document called an e-filing authorization, all right? So that authorizes your preparer to send that tax return in on your behalf. That's the form that's actually signed. When you e-file a tax return, you don't sign the 1040 form. You sign the e-filing authorization that constitutes the signature on the 1040 form. So you need a copy of your e-filing authorization, and then the second thing that happens is the preparer himself, the person that actually submits the e-filed return, gets an e-filing confirmation. They almost never pass those on to their clients. And I say that you should get that from your preparer, so you got those two pieces of paper, or actually three pieces of paper now we're talking about, your 1040 form, your e-filing authorization, and the e-filing confirmation, and now you got a solid package.
Cool. This is great information to have, people. You know, I mean, seriously. One of the questions was, I keep all my tax returns in the metal lockbox. I always thought 7 years was plenty of time to keep them. Am I wrong?
Well, he's not wrong in the sense of the law. As I said, the law allows the IRS to go back only 3 years in the typical scenario to audit a tax return. But if they get it in their head that you didn't file a return for a particular year for whatever reason, then you have the burden to prove that you in fact filed a return. That's why I recommend you keep the return document itself and proof of mailing indefinitely. I probably wouldn't keep it for more than 15 years for sure. If I had a box full of stuff from the 80s, I certainly would get rid of that. And even, frankly, from the 90s, I'd get rid of that as well. But I don't think the 7 years is good enough with the tax return. It certainly is good enough with the tax return supporting documents, the canceled checks, the receipts, the ledgers, the journals, all that stuff. I wouldn't keep that stuff for more than 7 years.
So here, I'm going to get myself in trouble here, but I get a Social Security readout every year, you know, to see where it's at and what have you, and it shows all the years what you paid that year into Social Security. Could I assume that that comes off my taxes, that they've received the taxes from that alone?
Well, yeah, you could assume that. That would be one element of proof you could use. And in fact, I've done that before, because the IRS shares the income information with the Social Security Administration, and that's where the Social Security Administration gets the earnings. And in fact, I'll tell you what. This is an aside. My own Social Security earnings record was messed up. They didn't have proper information from 1995 through 2000 for my earnings. All right, 1995 through 2000. I wrote them a letter in 2001, Joe, and got it fixed, because guess who had their tax returns as far back as the eye could see?
Yeah, I wouldn't even begin to guess. I don't think I can get it right. Oh God, I can't even imagine. I mean, seriously, I know people again that don't keep the stuff. They don't keep the receipts. They throw them out pretty quick. And you know, yeah, they got these new scanners now. That you just, I keep telling people, look at, for a couple $100, you can buy one of these scanners. Just shove all your paperwork in there. It'll keep it for you, and you never have anything to worry about.
Yeah, nothing to worry about, Joe, except what happens when the computer crashes.
Oh, here we go.
Or you buy a new computer, and now your old flash drives are now all incompatible.
Or the aliens invade. I mean, it could be anything could happen, right? I mean, seriously.
Anything can happen.
All right, real quick, taxhelponline.com, people, taxhelponline.com. Dan Pilla, always a pleasure to talk with you, and I love the information you give. And people, you know, I don't bring people on unless I trust them, and I trust Dan. I know he's out there to help you. And Dan, have a great rest of the week. Always appreciate your time with me.
You too, Joe. God bless you. Good night.
You too. So, continue your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't run away. You're stuck with me for an hour.